John Gregory wrote into robot@theincomparable.com to ask a food question. We get a lot of these food questions. This one is, where do you draw the line between an open-faced sandwich and a pizza? I think we can draw a line fairly clearly.
They're two flat food products, so now they have to be the same thing somehow.
Yeah, I think, but I'm curious about open-faced sandwiches. So I think that's why I selected this question. Is a hot open-faced turkey a pizza? Is Mexican pizza an open-faced sandwich? What if you put a bunch of turkey and gravy and stuff on pizza crust? This is a very serious...
You could put pizza sauce and cheese on a piece of bread. It's still not a pizza. Like, even if you put it on an English muffin, it's an English muffin pizza. It's not a pizza.
Yeah, but he says, you know, I would say it's not just the crust either. Although I guess you could create a turkey. I mean, haven't you used this phrase before? This is your turkey dinner pizza.
Turkey dinner pizza. That's where you take pizza dough and put a turkey dinner on top of it. And I would call that an abomination and not really pizza. Right. But here's the thing.
Look that out in our pizza episode, episode 103. It's in there. We covered it. Turkey dinner pizza.
Pizza does not have many ingredients. And the dominant ingredient is the dough. Because that's most of the thing. Like, the majority of the mass, the majority of the volume, it's the dough. Anything that isn't made with pizza dough is absolutely not pizza. And yeah, you should probably have the other pizza stuff on it or whatever. But so if you're using bread, or if you cut the crust off, or if you're using, even if you're using like focaccia or something, that's not pizza dough. You're making some kind of like, so it's real easy. It's open-faced sandwiches are not pizza.
Yeah, I like the idea here, and I, a couple things strike me. One of the frozen food that I've always enjoyed is a French bread pizza.
Sure.
Which is, you know, the bottom of a French bread, frozen, obviously, used as the medium for traditional pizza ingredients.
It's like English muffin pizzas, but with French bread.
And you could argue, like, what we're really saying is it's French bread with pizza toppings on it. But, like, people know what it is. I wouldn't say this is obviously a pizza. It's a French bread pizza. It's different because it's not using pizza dough.
If you asked for pizza and someone gave you that, you'd be like, what the hell?
What the hell is this? I might be like, well, that's not what I wanted, but I do like a French bread pizza, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that you don't like it, but it's not what you asked for.
It's not exactly. So... how are you on the concept of the open-faced sandwich? Because this is a thing that I know we haven't really talked about. This idea, I see this in restaurants sometimes, and I feel like the message is kind of like, this sandwich is too messy to be eaten with anything but a knife and fork, so we're not going to even try. Which, honestly, I think in the grand scheme of things, more restaurants ought to embrace the idea that it's just not going to work as a sandwich.
I had a falafel recently, and you had a choice. Do you want your falafel in a wrap or in a pita? I said in a pita.
Yeah.
And what I got was I think it was a homemade pita, but I can tell you that this falafel in a pita was not possible to eat by lifting it. I had to eat it with a knife and a fork, and it wasn't even open face.
You got the big falafel balls sticking out of the pita, and you're like, I can't even, I will sometimes crush them to trying to get it to be a little more manageable.
It would have fallen apart. My problem was that the pita was too thin to be structurally sound contain all the stuff.
So I like the idea of just saying, hey, you don't even need to pretend that this is a sandwich.
When I was a kid, I just remembered this. I hadn't thought about this in years. When I was a kid, my dad made something for me. I don't know what he called it. I'm not sure if he even had a name, but it was essentially like thinly sliced roast beef with like brown roast beef gravy on top of white bread on your plate with gravy all over it. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's no way you're picking that up, because like take a piece of white bread and put a pile of roast beef.
It's a style of gravy. A food where there's bread on the bottom.
And you would eat it with a knife and a fork. You would cut it into little squares, and you would cut through both the meat and the bread, and you would get a piece of the soggy gravy-soaked bread plus the meat. And I wouldn't call that open-faced sandwich, but that's sort of like how you eventually end up going. There are open-faced sandwiches that you can lift up and eat, which is just kind of like a way to cut down on bread or whatever, or maybe if there's some kind of like you need to like broil the top of it and don't want it sticking to something. Like, it's a legitimate food item. I just don't see it that often. Most of the time I end up eating something that is meant to be held because it structurally cannot handle being held, and I just eat it with a knife and a fork.
It's got to embrace the... I actually have had the turkey gravy open-faced thing, and it's a style. And essentially, yes, it is not a sandwich. It is not meant to be eaten as a sandwich. It could not be eaten as a sandwich. It is a style of thing where you've got some bread on the bottom of your turkey and stuff that's soaking in the gravy, and that's just how it is.
And not to make this episode go even longer, but I keep saying English muffin pizzas. Are you aware that that's a thing? Have you had English muffin pizzas?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Just checking. I don't know. Across, you're on the other side of the country. Who knows what you're doing over there?
I feel like that's a classic, like 70s and 80s, especially.
All right. We're the same age. That's why we know
if
it.
You've got,
or similar.
And I would say if you've got a toaster oven.
Yeah.
I always thought as a kid, because we did have a toaster oven. I don't have, famously, I think in some circles, at least in our friend circles, I am kind of anti-toaster oven. But I will say this. When I was a kid and we had a toaster oven, as far as I was concerned, the reason you have a toaster oven is
just
to make English muffin pizza.
That's one of the things you can do with it, for sure.
It's a really good use of a toaster oven. So yeah, I'm with you there. Because, I mean, look, bottom line, pizza sauce, mozzarella, maybe some toppings. That tastes really good. And pizza dough is a good place to do it, but pizza dough's got a lot of complexity. And you're like, well, wait a second. Do I have other items?
They're
that
fun and they're small.
Could be
good
a vehicle.
Kids.
English muffin is a pretty good vehicle for that.
Yeah, it's got all the little craggies and stuff. When's the last time you had English muffin pizza?
I can't even remember. I have English muffins every day, but I can't remember the last time I had an English muffin pizza.
Last time I had English muffin pizza was, I believe, about a week ago.
But I don't have, but the thing is, I don't have a toaster oven. So,
yeah, well, you can use the regular oven too. It's
yeah, just, I know. I could. That's, now you're tempting me. I kind of want a French bread pizza too. Well, this has been, thank you to Gregory for his weird question that we basically ignored and then talked about food for a while. It's robot or not. What are you going to do? Robot or not?